The decision to close the adult residential facility here at the hospital sparked outrage back in August, leading to a massive protest after 18 patients received eviction notices. This week, Mayor London Breed and the Department of Health reached a new agreement to allow those residents to stay and split the 55-bed facility between long-term and short-term treatment. The city initially wanted to remove 41 beds. Patient Donna Mateer is now able to stay at the facility. She suffers from bipolar disorder.
This place has really saved my life in a couple times, but I am so glad you fought for the mentally ill, where sometimes we have no voice or think we have no voice.
A coalition of union members, health advocates, nurses, and patients gathered over 1,200 signatures to stop the closure. The new plan includes more staff and more training to address the city's mental health crisis. Amy Wong is a mental health worker.
We can now get the proper training, proper staffing to make sure that we can give our residents the care they deserve.
In San Francisco, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.